Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you Pokemon.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we are answering an email. James writes, "My son likes Minecraft and Pokemon. He recently discovered the add-on to Minecraft called Pixelmon. I have Googled this add-on, but I'm a little concerned about where and how to get the add-on." He also mentions download managers, spywares, adware, and viruses, and I completely understand. You don't need a download manager. For the correct links, please check out our show notes at omgcraft.com/134 or pixelmonmod.com. So first, what is Pixelmon? Pixelmon is a Minecraft mod that adds a lot of additions to the game of Minecraft to make your game a lot more like Pokemon, including the Pokemon animals, Pokeballs, healers, trainers, new ores, and new items. Everything you need to play the game of Pokemon. So, let's install it. Okay, first we need to download the mod and the accompanying files to install it. When you're on this main page, ignore these stupid ads that say download mod. These are advertisements. Head on over to the downloads page. And then there are two downloads over here. We got download link 1 and download link 2. Go ahead and click on one of these. You will be taken to some sort of ad focus website over here in the corner. Ignore these ads. I know, it's kind of silly. And then hit the skip button up in the corner. And then it should, there's another really weird ad. It'll take you to a Mediafire link. And this is what you're looking for, to go ahead and download that. I do not want to update Safari, and I don't want a backpack. You can see how this gets very frustrating. The ad environment in Minecraft needs to be updated. Then head back to the downloads page that we were just on, and you're going to need another file called Forge. This is right underneath this link. You can go directly to Forge's website, but I'm not sure that everything will work correctly. They sometimes need a specific type of Forge jar, so use the one on this page. This is telling me that I have not enabled cookies, which is what you want to do if you're not trying to get ads. And if you run into something like this, go up here into the URL and just remove the Addify link, or you can wait a few seconds to give the mod creator a few more bucks, and then go ahead and download that. When you download those files, you'll be given two things, Minecraft Forge and Pixelmon. Now go ahead and take this pixelmon.zip. If your browser unzipped this, make sure that you zip it back up. And then navigate to your Minecraft file. This is in %appdata% if you're on the PC. You want this root directory in the roaming data folder, .minecraft it's called, or underneath application support, so library application support Minecraft. And then you're going to create a new folder if you don't already have one called mods, all lowercase. I already have some. I'm going to go ahead and delete these because I don't want any of these to be installed. And then paste the Pixelmon zip in that folder. This will work the same on PC and Mac. Now head back over to your downloads in this Minecraft Forge. This is a jar. Go ahead and double click this. It's going to say, are you sure you want to start it? And go ahead and say yes. Then go ahead and install, choose install client here. Go ahead and choose OK. It'll do that. While that's working, I'm going to close Minecraft. It says it's successfully installed the Forge launcher. Now head on over to Minecraft, and now over in the profile dropdown, normally there's just one, and it says OMG Chad, but now there's another one called Forge. You're going to want to choose this. It's going to ask you to sign in with your Minecraft account, and so this is authenticating through Minecraft, which is kind of nice. Go ahead and log in. And now it says ready to play, and then it has this really interesting thing over here with which version of Forge you are running. Forge is an API for mods to lay on top of, and so that's why you're installing that bit of stuff when you install Pixelmon. You have to install Forge first so that Pixelmon can work within Forge to create cool things. And now you'll see this extra mods button down here, and you can see Pixelmon has been installed over here. Go ahead and play just like normal. We can create a new world. We can call this Pixelmon. And go ahead and start it up. And here we are inside of Pixelmon. The first thing that you have to do is choose your starting Pokemon. Let's go ahead and choose Charmander. And you're in the game of Pixelmon. You can see there's Pokemon over there in the distance. If we kind of move over here, we got normal old... are those Pokemon or those squids? I can't tell. If I hit R, my Pokemon will be sent out. And there's Charmander just right there. If this sidebar is getting in your way, you can hit O and it kind of collapses it a little bit. Hit R again to retrieve. So R is for kind of sending out your Pokemon and retrieving your Pokemon. Let's go find some Pokemon. Here we go. We got some... what are you? I don't even know. A Vamoth? Vamoth. So I'm going to hit R to send... Whoa, that was a level 30! Level 34! I'm level 5. This is not going to... Run, Charmander, run! Run, get out of there! Oh, no! He's asleep! Run! Get out! Oh, this is... Oh, gosh. Oh, he's come confused. He wakes up. Get out of there! Oh, good. He escaped. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Each of these Pokemon will spawn in different biomes, so you have to search through different biomes to find extra Pokemon, and located throughout the world, some level 43 Arbok wants to fight me. Yeah, I'm trying to run. He poisoned, and now my Pokemon's fainted, as you can see over in the corner. Another thing is if you hit E for your inventory, you can now see your Pokemon, your active Pokemon. You can only have 6, just like in the game. If you right-click, you can view summaries of your Pokemon. You can go to moves or stats to see things like this. You could even rename your Pokemon. So let me name him, how about Chadmander? There we go. Great. So now we have Chadmander the Charmander. And he has, of course, fainted, and we can hit that little button to escape. And that is Pixelmon. Once you have it installed, there is a bunch to do. This supports multiplayer. You need to evolve your Pokemon. You can get in fights with boss Pokemon, and you can get things like evolution stones, and you can also battle other trainers located throughout the world. There's even Pokecenters in the world, so you can heal up your Pokemon. Now, coming out very soon is a 3.0 release, which will fix a ton of bugs. So remember to check back often to PixelmonMod.com to get those updates. If you want to watch a playthrough of Pixelmon, head on over to my own personal YouTube channel, because I just started a new series of Pixelmon. You can do that at youtube.com/omgchad. If you'd like to subscribe to future episodes of this show, head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft, and there you'll find links to all of the different versions. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. See you next time. Bye!